Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holbert. Join Maggie every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, for an hour of positive reinforcement on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Maggie.
Welcome, everyone, to the show on this beautiful Wednesday. I'm very excited today for two reasons. One, because my guest is an amazing medical professional and holistic healer who will be sharing some awesome things with us today. I know that many of you will love the topics that we cover. And secondly, that I'm sitting here in the middle of Canada at my cottage without electricity. So here I am on my cell phone that I charged with the generator, and I'm able to be here today. And I just love that technology allows me to do that. So here I am working at my dream come true, which is my lake house, as you'd call it in the St. Louis area. And here we call it a camp, and in some places they call it a cottage. Anyway, it's a pleasure to be here, and my guest today is Dr. Phil Myers, and he is a chiropractor from the St. Louis area. He offers sacred wellness to his clients through holistic practices, and he combines updated technology with ancient healing practices, and that's the part that excites me. So, Dr. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Maggie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself?
Wonderful day. Had a wonderful day with my clients already, and I'm looking forward to the rest of it as well.
Awesome. So happy to have you here. Tell us, Dr. Phil, a little bit about your practice and what you offer in your area.
Our practice is based upon the complete picture of a human person. So we want to look at we want to look beyond your symptoms. We want to look beyond your disease diagnosis and any type of infirmity. We look at your emotional well-being. We look at your physical well-being. We even look at your spiritual well-being and how that plays effect on every area of your life. And so by correcting the physical body through the nervous system, by correcting the emotional self and correcting the digestive self, you connect the entire picture of a person and really help them discover who they are. And it's a wonderful thing to do every day here.
Awesome. And just for our listeners, the website to get more info, and there's an awesome little video on there that sort of shows a lot of the services that they offer. It's Lagiana, is that correct, Dr. Phil?
Correct.
And that's lagianna.com. So be sure to check that out because it's just a wonderful website and laid out very nicely, I might add.
Yeah, we named our practice after St. Gianna Brettamola. She is the patron saint of mothers, and the way we look at it, where body meets soul, is life. And who else to give life is about a mother. And even our logo has the cradle of life in there, and it's all about bringing life within oneself again. It's really great.
Wow, that's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about mind-body medicine.
Okay, well, what specifically would you like to know?
Well, I'm always interested in, digestive is one of my favorite topics, and the brain gut, and I know you speak on that often. So maybe we can start with a little bit with that.
No problem. So mind-body medicine, it's about how we experience life. So we all know we have our physical body. But the only reason we even know we have this is because we feel it, and we feel it through our senses, how we see the world, how we hear the world, how we taste the world, how we move through the world. And we know that we experience those senses through our mind. And our mind is that beautiful place in our brain that allows us to have the emotional thoughts and belief structures about what we just experienced and the body language of expression. And we get to move through it and progress through. And we know that exists within ourselves because we can hear the dialogue. We are conscious of that experience. And as we're conscious of that experience, we get to be present in the moment of awareness that, wow, I am this. I am greater than everything below me, and I have such a power within me. Now, the problem is is where we get stuck. And we get stuck in the body's sense, feeling, emotional thought, belief structure, and our belief structure about how the world is. It's like, oh, the world's a scary place. I can't go there. I'm a bad person. I'm not worthy of this. And it's those, what I call the issues and the tissues that pull apart the mind and the body, and they're disconnected. And you have that interference that flows from the brain to the gut through that central nervous system, which controls and coordinates the whole thing. So when you're looking at mind-body, you're looking at the entire experience of you as a human being.
Mm-hmm. I love how you put the issues in the tissues. I love that little phrase.
Yeah, I learned that from a friend of mine ages ago, and I'm like, I am using that.
Yes, it's really catchy, and it just makes sense. So we're talking about the nervous system. Does this really, you know, does it control all the functions of our body and our organs and everything?
It controls everything. From the moment you were conceived, that energy, that energetic signature that is then you, created that whole nervous system function. And you even think of your organs are actually little buds of fruit from the central nervous system, which I look as the tree. And as the tree grows, the fruits become more fruitful. And then those fruits begat chemicals that then feed back into the central nervous system and feed your emotional well-being through the mind connections, through the limbic system and the basal ganglion. And there's two parts of the brain that we have, and to go into our higher frontal cortex so we can have executive thought and be like, okay, I have the free will to do what I want and desire and know that I can do. And it's just great.
Yes. Now, I know this might be a silly question, but how does the nervous system and all of these pathways tie into the endocrine system, for example? Is that a
endocrine
separate
system? No, it's actually who you are. I mean, we are created a man or a woman. I mean, that's just how I see the world. I mean, it's just that. That energetic signature says, I am female, I am male. And that whole thing, that whole process of endocrinology runs through every single process of your central nervous system, through your hormone system, and through the neurotransmitters that translate the information that from what you experience. Candace Pert, in her book, Molecules of Emotion, basically calls our body a bag of hormones. And which, if you really think about it, it's really cool to think of your whole body as a bag of these chemical, electrical signals that are flying through the body instead of these linear nerve pathways that just say, hey, I'm going to go from point A to point B, but it's point A that connects point Q, R, X, T, W, Y. I mean, it's just this amazing connection of everything, that just one thing happens, it just connects to everything else. And so,
wow.
Yeah, the whole system is the endocrine system. Your fat cells are actually one big, huge endocrine organ.
Wow.
We think of our fat cells as this stuff that we want to lose and get rid of and become skinny. Well, your fat cells are actually part of your whole hormonal system. And it's those fat cells that actually help you become more human in your creative being.
Yes. And, you know, it's just so amazing how everything is so holistic. So listening to you speak, you really get a deeper understanding of how everything has a place, everything is a part of everything, and the all and the oneness. And that's what comes to mind when you're speaking of all the different systems and what they do. Now, we had some notes going back and forth in our emails, and we were talking a bit about bliss. Now, Dr. Phil, is our nervous system really hardwired for bliss? Is bliss our natural state?
Did you get that from an email from somebody? Because they are totally quoting Candace Pert. We are totally, totally, totally hardwired for bliss. It is an essential essence of It's the consciousness of God. It's God's will. God's will is literally to bring happiness and well-being to who you are as a being. And that is ecstatic, blissful presence. And we are literally hardwired to do it. And those hardwired, that hardwiredness runs through these reflexes we call neonatal reflexes, and we see them in our babies all the time. The suckling reflex, the grasping reflex, the pushing off with their toes reflex, the I just got scared and I just arched my back backwards reflex, or I just crunched myself in real tight reflex. All those are the hardwired reflexes that take you to bliss. But when you have the issue in the tissue, those hardwired reflexes become stuck in the issues in the tissue, and you become less blissful and more depressed, more down, more locked in, more fearful, more in grief, more in shame. Things are vindictive. All this stuff starts happening into the physiology, and we lose that blissful connection into our higher self.
Yeah, I like to think of it as, you know, we hear it often, the love and the fear, but that, you know, it reminds me of love and the bliss is expansive, and you can feel that lift when you're even in your heart, when you're having that loving expression. And then, of course, the opposite, like you mentioned, those negative capacities, the shame, those are all the constrictive and the fearful and even saying those words, I find if you listen to your body and listen to your soul and your spirit, you can feel that constriction. So I always encourage the listeners to really start tapping into listening to that. Do you work with your clients with that as well, Dr. Phil?
Yeah, one of the biggest points of my practice is that emotional spiritual connection. A lot of you might have heard of Bach flower remedies. I utilize those in pretty much every client that I work with here, and I then look at what actual Bach flower remedy your body's working through. What's the negative and positive connection to that Bach flower? What's the learned experience that needs to occur so that your body can be expanded through your learning process and experience process as we start clearing out the interference from the brain to the gut to the nervous system. And, yes, the emotional, spiritual side is absolutely huge. I was just the client that I had right before I got on the radio was to help her find not just spiritual food but physical food that she sees that gives her life. And in all the areas of her life. So her homework that I sent her out with, and I give my clients homework between each session, and her homework is to go look for experiences of physical and spiritual growth patterns. So whatever she puts in her mouth, she has to look and to ask the question, will this food give me life or will it take life away from me? So, okay, well, that just eliminates your aspartames, your MSGs, and that puts into good teas, good waters, healthy drinks and stuff like that. And like, okay, is this spiritual practice or is this conversation going to give me life or take life away from me? And she can then start seeing the differences and how they affect your life.
Awesome. Yeah, I use one that's I call the joy meter. You know, does this bring me joy?
Oh, cool.
And it's so simple. But with the food you're eating, someone asks you to go for lunch, you instantly know if your heart lifts and it's a feeling of joy or if it's a feeling of not. Dr. Bill, I was thinking when you were talking about the food and the life force, and one of the examples I've used in past seminars is of a carrot. You know, you explain to someone, you pull a carrot from the ground and it's got the nice green leaf or stem on the back of it, and it's vibrant and it's supple, it's hard. And then if you let it sit in your crisper drawer or in your kitchen for a week or two, it becomes soft and wilted. And really, it's so simple that it's just away from its life force. The longer it sits, the more it's away from its life source. And I think that's a really good visual for people because they can realize that they are that life source. So you want to match with those frequencies of things that are like you, which are alive, right?
Exactly. I do a Tuesday evening talk here at my practice at 5:30 every Tuesday, and it's basically all about those the four essential life forces that are within us that we need to tap into to help us bring that blissful experience into our life every single day. And it's all about the oxygen, water, energy, and information that we bring into our body. And the closer tapped in we are to those, the more blissful experiences we have.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the Tuesday night, because that sounds like an awesome thing. Is there a charge? Where is it located? Tell us a little more for our listeners.
It's all free. It's here every Tuesday at 5:30 here at my practice. You just call our office, 314-878-6868. Brooke will put you down for the spots. Spots are limited, so call if you definitely want to get in. And what we go over are we all look at two parts of our lives. We look at the way we were brought up, which is mostly in the disease care model, where we're just paying attention to our symptoms, our disease, and our infirmity. But then we forget how far away we got from the life force energy that created us. Well, the second part of the talk is about the wellness connection, about those energies and how those energies flow from your brain and your gut and your central nervous system. And the more you're connected to those four energies in your nervous system and in your experiences of life, the greater your experiences in every area, mental, emotional, social, physical, biochemical, all those well-beings start coalescing into a greater expression of who you are. And you get to live life wonderfully. And it's great for every personality. Some people want to learn a whole bunch, so there's a lot of stuff to learn. Other people want to be like, wow, what can I do to get the most out of my life? Well, here's the things you can do. Other people want to save others and be like, oh, my God, I just learned all this cool stuff. Everybody, you have to come here and learn this. So it hits on everybody's value system, and I really like how I put it together to help every single person out there.
And I love how you talk the wellness connection. And, you know, this whole conversation I can't wait to re-listen to, because there's so much here, and I know I'm not grasping it all. So I love that these calls are recorded, and just for our listeners to know that they can listen again and again and re-access this information. But the wellness connection, it reminds me, I'm a reconnective healing practitioner, and, you know, just reconnecting people back to that source, that universal life force, that connection. And
mm-hmm.
So the wellness connection, bang on there. Well, that's awesome that you offer that on Tuesday nights. I saw some mention of cranial sacral therapy. Is that something you do at your practice as well?
Yeah, the main therapies that I utilize are to adjust the process is cranial sacral, because that allows me to tap into the hardwired bliss reflexes. And by correcting the cranium, by correcting the pelvic and the spine through the breath of movement, where you open up that breath of life, and those hardwired blissful reflexes are expanded into your higher frontal cortex. And so cranial sacral is the main modality that I utilize. Second one I utilize is needleless acupuncture, where I infuse through laser treatment frequencies of different herbs and nutrition or homeopathics that your electrical body is needing. And we then also do emotional work as well.
You know, when you talk about breath of life, I just love that phrase, breath of life. And, you know, for everyone that's listening, one of my favorite sayings is, where there's breath, there's hope. So, you know, Dr. Phil, you and I both know there's so much depression out there. There's so many things that people are dealing with. And it's so awesome to hear you offer so many things that can help people. Would you agree with me that, you know, you're seeing a lot more depression?
The main lifestyle diseases that are killing people are cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and depression. And they're getting worse and worse. And it's really sad. And the thing is, one of the hardwired blissful reflexes that we need to work through is tap the serotonin. And when your serotonin is dampened due to the issue in the tissue, your body is, quote, depressed. It's trapped in its depressive state, and it's the serotonin's in your occipital lobe, which is the back part of your head, and that deals with where did I come from? And then that allows you to then see where am I going, which then takes you to your frontal cortex, which is dopamine. And then dopamine is connected to your endocrine system, which we talked about already. And so the more connected you are to your serotonin, where you've been, the more connected to you where you are, where you're going, and who you are. And it's a great connection. And the more we connect to those pathways, those hardwired blissful pathways, we just to experience life greatly. And the thing is, like you just said, we're so depleted on them. We're away from our life force. We're dampened in our serotonin. We're, our dopamines are all messed up because dopamines you're, it deals with addiction. So when you're dampened, you're trying to, you're searching for that outside thing to save you. Well, this thing that's going to save you comes from within inside of you, the God source within inside of your soul. And that energy that's created, the oxygen, water, energy, and information and truth of the whole life of being comes forth. And, yeah, people just don't have that, and we're depressed.
No, I like that little saying. Here's a funny. You know, if you can't Google it, you can meditate. Try meditating. So, yeah, all answers come from within. Yeah, and even the word depression, you can feel that, you know, like I spoke of earlier, the heaviness and the constriction. When we're depressed, you can really feel that lowering of energy, that constriction. And when we're expressing and expansive and in bliss, it's the opposite. So, again, I'm going to encourage our listeners to be listening to that and checking in at where you're at. And if you are not in that blissful state, you might want to go and see Dr. Phil Myers, and it sounds like he has a lot to offer at his practice that could help in many ways. Now, Dr. Phil, here's a question for you. I noticed that you also use the Skio Biofeedback, which I have a wellness center here in Thunder Bay, and we've been using that device for 7 years now. So I'd love to hear how you incorporate that into your practice, and so the listeners can see what you have to offer as well in that area. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Isn't that a wonderful device?
It is.
My wife and I, we got introduced to the Skio Biofeedback machine back in 2009. And we were blown away by it. We were trying to figure out how we could utilize, how we can help map out a person and their issues in their tissue. And I was at a neurological seminar down in Dallas, Texas, and it had in the back of the room, and they were doing some demonstrations. Well, it turned out to be a 5-minute demonstration on this machine, and then being an hour and a half session with me that evening, and then an hour and a half session the next morning with my wife, and we're just like, okay, we need to buy this thing. So we hooked up with a broker down in the United States, and started utilizing. We actually have 3 of them that my wife utilizes in our home practice now. After we had our baby girl, my wife went and is a stay-at-home mom now, so she does all of our biofeedback stuff in our home practice. But we basically incorporate it when we want to help a person get even deeper into the connections. If you have a really bad issue in the tissue that's really destroyed a lot of tissue, like DNA. I mean, you have to rebuild DNA. It's like, okay, we have to really rebuild this. It's going to take 3 months if we do it our way, but if we add the Skio, it might be done in a month. Or really crazy cholesterol, triglyceride problems that are just your thyroid's blown, your adrenal glands are blown, your blood sugar system's blown, and all these things are not working right. Let's put you on the Skio, and let's really work at changing the energetic signature from the Skio biofeedback standpoint. And it makes stuff so much faster and more effective within our practice. We utilize that a lot within our cases of that sort.
So if someone or any of our listeners that live in the St. Louis area, I know the Skio can even be done remotely, so you can be anywhere and you can help them with that, correct?
Correct, because the SCIO, and as well as the work that I do here, we're working at the consciousness level. Well, at the consciousness level, there is no anatomy. There is just energy. It's the energy of whatever consciousness state you're at, and we tap into your energetic signature. Like I said, when you were born, there was an energetic signature that got created, just like your fingerprint or just like your iris scan, and you have an energetic signature. So we just tap into that energetic signature and then are able to send the frequencies to you, or if you're here at the office, work in that energetic signature standpoint. That's how this stuff works. It's all energy. It's all energy going very, very fast, just like Einstein said.
Yeah, and you know, I like to explain to clients that, you know, think of an email. You're someone sitting in Africa. I'm sitting here in the middle of the bush in northwestern Ontario, and I press a button. Instantly, that email is there. So that's what energy is like. There's nothing to separate it.
No, it's there's been research that the energy actually reaches there before it's actually even done by the intent.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. I love how you say consciousness, there is no anatomy. That's really cool. So if because I'm sure people are going to be interested in experiencing your work, if there's someone in your area that wants locally to come and see you, what happens on their first visit? Do you do an intake, or like, should they just book that type of appointment and then you assess where you're going to go from there?
Yeah, I have a form that I have them fill out. It's a pretty in-depth form that goes over all the areas of stress and the things that they want to work on and that they're even not aware of. And then we then take that information. I have a conversation about them to kind of get to start knowing who that person is and what's going on in their life. And then I do a full neurological brain, gut, chemistry, nervous system scan utilizing kinesiology and muscle testing, and then utilizing my test kit of homeopathy. I basically kind of mirrored myself after the SCIO. I love the device so much. I'm like, I need to become a human SCIO. So I kind of tried to figure out, how can I do this like the SCIO does? So I basically give them what would be considered a human SCIO scan on their entire physiology. And then we start adjusting the issues in the tissues, start correcting those hardwired blissful reflexes into the higher cortex. And then I start seeing their global story. It's like, okay, this is the global story that's keeping you trapped in your body. Now we're starting to pull you out, and then we can start focalizing in different local issues. And then I develop a treatment plan with them, and we go from there.
And that's awesome. And if someone did, like say they just said, well, you know, I just want to come and I want to experience this one, you know, form of treatment, is that something you do as well, or is it you should always go through the initial assessment and see the holistic approach? Is that the way you...
Well, I do a free consultation. So you can come in and we can just have a full conversation about what's going on in your life. And I'll do some simple muscle testing and show you the interconnections and how your body's locked in and those blissful reflexes that need to be released and how they're stuck in the tissue. And that's free. And I do that for anybody that calls in and comes on in. We're even doing a thing for Moore, Oklahoma, and also the tornadoes that happened here in Missouri and St. Louis. That if you donate $100, your new intake examination's free. If you donate to helping others, if you help others, help yourself, and then you get the actual full examination for free and
awesome.
Treatment.
You know, you're amazing, Dr. Phil. I can hear the passion in your voice. You do so many things. In my mind, I'm going, this guy, 80 years old, he does so much. Obviously,
35.
So there you go, that passion. And I think that is so admirable. So I wanted to let you know that I really see that in you. And that's why I'm really hitting home for our listeners to understand that they can come and see you and whatever they're dealing with. Sometimes we think of a chiropractic office as, you know, the old bone cracking, and this is so different. This is so holistic. It can help any aspect of our lives, and being open is the first step in getting help when we do have these issues in our tissues, isn't it?
Oh, exactly right.
So we're going to be coming up to a commercial break in just about now. So Dr. Phil, we'll be back with you after the break. And for our listeners, we'll be back, and you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/GGM radio with Maggie Holbeck and Dr. Phil Myers. We'll see you soon.
Hello, everyone. Bea Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/GGM radio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
We're open for business.
The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. You're listening to Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holbig on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Maggie.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Maggie Holbig here with Crystal Clear Coaching, where our show is all about wellness of body, mind, and spirit. And I encourage everyone to reach for the joy in your life. Feel that bliss. Get to that place where life can be blissful and the universe is a friendly place, which segues into my guest today, Dr. Phil Myers. He's an amazing man who's doing wonderful work in that arena. And Dr. Phil, I just want to thank you so much for taking your time today out of your busy schedule to be with us. And I know this is going to help a lot of people, which I know you and I are both working on doing in the world today. So Dr. Phil, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you very much for that. That was very kind.
Well, you're welcome and very deserving. Now, is there anything you'd like to say to feel complete about our first segment before we carry on? I know sometimes during the break things come to mind.
No, actually, the only thing that I was technically thinking about is people that have dove into the healing arena. It's like, well, where do you start? And that's like the biggest question. It's like, and I'll share a little bit about my journey. It's like, how did I get here? And the biggest one was when I was at Logan, when I was going through chiropractic school. I had been a strength and conditioning coach and a massage therapist and a healer on those realms. And when I had been working on, I had a flourishing practices within those arenas. When I got to school, I decided, you know what, I'm going to spend these 4 years really focusing on me and how will I be able to help people when I get out better. And so I decided to go, like, okay, let me work on the structural aspects of life. So I really dove into learning about how does the craniosacral system work? How does the brain, cranium, the spinal cord work? And like, okay, I started getting all those things corrected, and it's like, okay, well, I'm holding my corrections, I'm doing well chiropractically, but I have all these other things. And then someone told me, well, it's all a mental emotional, you got to work on the emotional self. So it's like, okay. So I went and studied all the emotional, money, job, finances, and career, anybody ever loved and everybody ever loved you, and you, and all of the spiritual connections behind that. And so I worked through a ton of that stuff, and it was like, okay, wow, I'm doing really good, but I still got all these other issues. I'm holding my correction, and I feel better mentally, emotionally. But, okay, well, you have to really work on getting your food intake better. So, okay, wow, you have to work on the biochemistry, learning about all the foods that I have to eat, don't have to eat. Okay, well, now we're going into homeopathy. What's that all about? And it's like, okay, I got all my body working good on that level. It's like, okay, I fixed the structural, fixed the emotional, fixed the biochemical. What's next? Oh, wow, you have to look at the spiritual side of it. You need to connect to God and get your experiences within your higher self and where you're going in the world better. It's like, okay, I got to work on that too. And it can be so daunting for people when they're just like, oh, my God, my neck just hurts. Oh, my back just hurts, or I was diagnosed with Crohn's. What do I do now? It's like, where do you start? And one of the things that I did within that whole journey is like, okay, how can I simplify it? And we've just put it into a simple, easy way that we can and look at everything, prioritize it for you, and show you this is what's going on. This is your story, and this is how we're going to help you move through it. And it just it takes all the stress off you because life's stressful enough, and you don't need any more stress thrown onto you. Like, okay, now where do I go now? And we have it all here for you.
Awesome. You know, that reminds me of how the SCIA works. You know, a patient or a client might come in thinking that this is my priority. I have a gallbladder problem or this is, and surprise, surprise, that's not the priority to work with first.
No, it's not.
And I think that's one of the messages we can leave with people is that it's, first of all, it's showing up and saying, I want some self-care. You know, I'm making an intention and a commitment for me, and I'm open and trusting. You know, Dr. Phil, I know myself, if I have any medical appointment or surgeries, if I have to have or whatever it is, I have absolute gratitude for the practitioners that are caring for me. I believe in holistic medicine and holistic wellness, and I'm very much into natural therapies, but I'm also very grateful for any health care, and I think that's really, really important. The more we learn about, you know, the mind and energy and all of these topics, is that being open and trusting and being and you know, going with the flow of the way that health care is going to open up for you. Would you agree?
Oh, I agree completely. I just had a huge personal experience on this past Friday. My younger days of an athlete, I tore up my knees pretty bad, and I've had 4 knee surgeries in my life. And it's like, okay, great. So on Friday, I was holding my baby girl, and I went and sat up really quick off the floor, and I heard my right knee just go, crunk. And I'm like, oh, no, this isn't good. And doing all the work that I do, it really gave me that sense of security to know that, okay, I heard it. My knee's swelling up. Okay, what happened? And I tested. It's like, okay, you have a really badly bruised, swollen meniscus. Okay, so you didn't tear an ACL, MCL, PCL, or any of the ligaments inside the knee. Okay, so just take it easy. Let the energy flow through the body. Harness into the connection that you know through consciousness, through all the processes, you know how the body heals. 4 days later, I'm moving around, no pain, no nothing, full range of motion, it's all good. I mean, and I could have freaked out easily and said, oh, my God, I need to go do all this stuff. And then you know what? If I had torn something really bad, I know that if I had to have had surgery, I would have recovered real quick. But it gave me a real good sense of security to know that how connected I am to the healing sources within me, to know that this was going to be okay, and I didn't have to freak out, and I could just breathe and stay conscious and go on with my life, but very cautiously for a day or two, and then I was good.
Awesome. Yeah, you call it, you know, that sense of security. I would liken it for myself is the trust, that I trust that, you know, everything's happening for my highest good and that I am self-healing. And, you know, Dr. Phil, I have a 7-year-old daughter, Savannah, and I've taught her from the get-go, you know, about her healing hands. And for her, it's just natural. It's, you know, let me put my healing hands on it, Mom. She totally believes that as a self-healer and that we're all powerful, and we are. And I want our listeners to know that as we've talked earlier, you know, all the answers are within, and we are, our body is always working to have homeostasis and to heal us. And it's us that gets in the way often, isn't it?
Well, that's the state of consciousness that we're stuck in. As the issue in the tissue is locked into the body, as those reflexes of bliss are locked down into the body, our consciousness level is locked into that state of fear, anxiety, depression, resentment, humiliation, and we then see the world like that. The world becomes a scary place. The world is no longer safe. I'm not good enough. I can't do that. I can't push myself like that. Oh, it's easier to just go have the donut or not work out, to sit in front of the TV instead of changing the way of your life around you and from within. It becomes a lot easier to do it the other way around.
Yes. Now, I'm going to ask you a loaded question.
Thanks for the preempt.
And it's not on our agenda, no. This is a loaded question because I know it's very complex. But, you know, I see this with the people I work with that, you know, everyone's suffering from digestive issues. And it's sort of, to me, one of the number one things that comes up out there. And so I want people to know that they're not alone. It's very common. You know, people are having constipation or acid reflux or all of these GERD or all of these things. Now, can you just touch a little bit on why you think this is happening and just on that topic? Like I said, it's loaded, so I'm going to see where you go with this.
My favorite success story. I had been open in my office here about a week, and I was like, okay, let me meet my neighbor. So I went and met the business owner next door, and she's like, oh my God, you're a chiropractor, you do this kind of work? Oh my God, I need to bring my daughter to you. I'm like, well, what's going on with your daughter? She's 13, she has Crohn's disease, she's missed almost a year of school, they're going to take her colon out next week. I'm like, really? Like, yes. She's like, okay, well, let's get her, I'll make it happen, let's get her in here tomorrow. So she brought her daughter in the next day, and we started working through the process, and I saw that she had a right ovary problem, not a digestive issue. She had a right ovary problem and a connection with who she was as a person, connected to some abuse that had happened from abandonment from her dad, who beat her mom up when she was in utero and had divorced her mom finally got out of the marriage, but her dad had been basically a non-existent figure in her entire life. And I noticed that first thing. I'm like, wow, we have a lot of work to do. And she had all these polyps and all the, of course, the digestive issues of Crohn's in her body, but her issue was this thing. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, we really need to start there. So I started correcting it. And I was like, okay, we really need to get hardcore onto this because they're going to take your colon out. So she came in here every day for 2 weeks, and she's now 15 years old. Sorry, she's now 17 years old, senior in high school, about to figure out what she wants to go do in the world. Has her colon as honor roll, never missed a day of school. After about 2 months of us working together, caught up with her classmates in a private school. So she caught up with all the homework and all the assignments that she had missed, and got back to her graduating class. And she's awesome now, and she wants to go into studying bioelectrical engineering and understand homeopathy and how it really works on the human frame. I mean, that is how digestion can be fixed. I mean, you get to the causative factor, and you work on it, you get to the issue in the tissue, and the body will heal. I don't care what you come with. If you're just going to be having surgery in a week and they're going to take everything out of you, or if you just have a bellyache and you just can't figure it out, or whatever it is, it's fixable. You just have to find the cause.
Wow, that's an awesome story. You know, I personally believe that, you know, and I think it's a good tangible or visual for people. You know, think of that digestive system. It makes your fuel, it burns your food. It's like the engine in your car. And it's when it starts to break down, it's always the first indication that something's going on, which might have nothing to do with digestion, but that's the byproduct. So I personally, you know, encourage everyone to not ignore these symptoms or these issues. That's calling for a higher call, isn't it, Dr. Phil?
Oh, big time. Did you know that 98% of your serotonin is created in your small intestines?
And there we go with the depression. Uh-huh.
And there we go right with the depression. So the issue in the tissue inhibited the small intestines from creating enough serotonin to get up to the brain, because the communication pathway is dampened. The reflex kabliss can't get up to the brain, so it can't heighten the synapses of serotonin to help experience that blissful state, your digestive state, and then the small intestines deals with protein. You have to digest protein to rebuild your tissues. Well, if you have an issue in the tissue that's stopping your body from developing blissfully, it's also stopping your ability to regenerate. And so now you become older faster. and you're 30, 40, 50 years old, and you look 80, 90, and 100 years old, and you have a 90-year-old disease when you're 40. It's like, what's going on? It's because your body's dampened. It has no energy from within to get you up there anymore.
And there goes that life force. Let's talk, when you're talking about the proteins, let's talk about ADD and ADHD and how that all ties in.
I love it. That is one of the biggest parts of my practice is ADD, ADHD, because it connects everything. It connects the reflexes of bliss. It corrects the neurotransmitters. And it corrects the movement behavioral patterns of attitude and behavior. It connects ADD, the whole thing with ADD and ADHD connects all of it. The thing that I really want to stand out, though, is we have to fix then the mom. The mom thyroid issue was the reason that the nervous system in the baby in utero didn't get the essential energies. Unless there was also a birth trauma like a C-section or something else that dampened the neonatal reflexes and the mom's thyroid was fine. But most of the time, kids with ADD, ADHD have a mom who had chronic fatigue, had a thyroid exhaustion, had adrenal exhaustion, had a low thyroid. May have not been detectable on blood tests, but they had a thyroid weakness. Well, the baby calls upon the energies of its environment for it to grow, just like we do. We call upon our energies of our environment from God and from within. The baby does the same thing. Well, the nervous system created by the sperm and egg developmental state calls upon the mom's thyroid gland energy signatures through the heart and through the central nervous system to build its own central nervous system. And if the mom's thyroid is weak, if her cholesterol, her blood sugar, her adrenal glands are dampened, that nervous system is going to be dampened. Those reflexes for higher brain learning are going to be dampened, and you're going to see then the responses to, quote, ADD, ADHD happening to the child.
Interesting. So do you have a large contingency of children that come to your practice?
Yeah, a good number. About 20% of my practice is kids.
Wow. Do you see babies as well, Dr. Phil?
Not as much as I'd like, but yes, I do see babies. They mostly show up when they're about 4 or 5 instead of days old, which I would love to start seeing them at the days old because we can start developing. My baby girl, she's been adjusted since she was hours old, and she's doing wonderful.
And I think if I understand correctly from my past experience, cranial sacral is really important for babies, especially if they've had birth trauma. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. When the baby's going down the birth canal, well, you have to look at the mom's stress. If the mom was really stressed, and not just the stress of birth, her cortisol levels are through the roof. Those cortisol levels are going to cause neurological dampening in the baby. That's going to be a birth trauma for the baby as well, because the baby being bathed in that cortisol, which is a stress response hormone. Then if they're going down the birth canal properly, their skulls are still getting squished, but what that does is it does activate all the reflexes for bliss, which is good. But they do kind of have to then work on, the mom and dad have to work on helping the baby suckle properly so it can expand and contract the cranium so it can then grow. But then cranial sacral can help that along a little bit more effectively. But then if they're yanked upon or forceps or suction or, God forbid, C-sections, none of those reflexes got activated or they even got damaged. Like a C-section baby, they don't go down the birth canal. None of the reflexes get activated. Their skull didn't get compressed to allow expansion through normal birthing processes. You start seeing more issues.
Wow. And is there something also about coming through the birth canal with activating the enzymes and the proper bacteria? Is there not? Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah, and that basically also comes not just from the birth canal process, from the stuff that's in the umbilical cord, but also from breastfeeding. I mean, there's so many essential nutrients in that breast milk right off the bat that comes from the mom. that the babies need. So especially kids that aren't being breastfed or the moms can't breastfeed or just choose to not breastfeed, they need to make sure that their children are getting good nutrition, not just from the food source that they're using on the formulas, but also making sure then their nervous system is really working well so they can pull from the essential energies from within what's being lacked upon by the environmental food sources that they're not getting.
Yes, you know, I really wanted to touch on that because I'm such an advocate for the kids, and I was honored to have my daughter later in life, and it's been such a blessing. But and for those listening, I do have a Facebook page, and Dr. Phil, you might want to follow along and share on the page as well. But it's facebook.com/ moms for kids, and that's just MOMSFORKIDS, and we share a lot of topics like this and health tips for parents and things just to make it better and easier and healthier for our children. So I appreciate your sharing about all of those topics too, Dr. Phil. We're coming in for a landing here. Is there anything that you'd like to share as some final thoughts with our listeners?
Basically, like we've talked about, the energies from within, oxygen, water, energy, and nutrition. If you're in the St. Louis area, you want to learn more, come to our Tuesday evening class. I also do free seminars on different topics like natural pregnancy, autoimmune, chronic fatigue, and all these other issues that we do free for the public. Call in, sign up, find out when those talks are going to be given. We do the free consultation and also donating $100 to the Tornado Fund. You get the free examination and treatment. And it's available to you. Your body can heal from within. It has the potential. It just needs to be set free.
Awesome. And you have a newsletter as well, is that correct?
Right now we're in the process of rewriting that, but follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Lajiana Where Body Meets Soul, or Lajiana at Lajiana STL for Twitter, and then go to our webpage, which is Lajiana.com, Lajiana.com, and you'll be able to link into all the different things that we do and talk about, including these radio shows and the other radio shows that I do around town and the country to connect with people as well with this information.
Awesome. And just for our listeners, if you want to re-listen to this show or share it with your friends, I'm sure Dr. Phil will have it available. And I will also at my website, which is maggieholbick.com. That's MAGGIEHOLB as in Bravo, IK.com. And there's a little link to the radio shows. And then just an FYI, if you have trouble loading it, you might be because you're using Internet Explorer, and sometimes that doesn't work. So if you use Firefox or something, it downloads quite easily. So just a little heads up. So again, thank you so much, Dr. Phil Myers. It's been a pleasure having you on the call today. We covered a lot of ground. We might have to have you on again and get into some of these topics in a little more in depth because you have so much to share. And thank you for what you do for the world. And I'm hoping you have an amazing day and an amazing rest of the week. So thanks again, Dr. Phil, for being on.
You too, Megan. Thanks for having me and for putting the show up so people can hear and be educated and enlightened.
Thank you. We'll keep doing the work we're doing. And for all of our listeners, be well, live in love, live fearlessly, and most importantly, be your authentic self and get into that bliss state. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.